Tell me about when you started this art show 12 or 13 years ago.
Brenda Kleinfelder had the initial idea of a women's invitational show, and we had the first one at Raven's Nest, which was Pia Riley's old gallery.
On Singley Alley, right. Mm-hmm. And Brenda Kleinfelder, for folks, is a photographer who used to live in Petersburg.
Yeah, she's long ago moved away. The work this year includes the 10 local artists, and we're looking at Beth Lesh's three pieces here, which are beautiful watercolors of global, it's like a map image. There's three of them. I see Africa and North and South America and then the European continent with Asia.
And then I'm looking at some of your works here, and I can tell because of the cloth work and the quilting.
Yeah, I've got three pieces this year. They're not in my usual bright colors. These pieces are more about memory. There's three that deal with mostly my family, the women in my family, my grandmother, my daughter, and then probably my mother. The large piece is called The Good Mother. We have Ashley DuRoss, who is represented with three pieces.
Okay.
One of her abstracts that you'll recognize about space, about interior spaces.
You have another one over here, very different from some of the work I've seen before. This is more of a still life?
Yeah, it's a still life by Ashley, and I like the fabrics in there. She's got some patterned fabrics and then the blue that the objects are resting on. And I've never seen her do a still life before. We've got Pia Riley, which she has three large square bird paintings that are just beautiful, lots of movement. It's called They Came One by One, and Suddenly There Was a Flock.
Over here?
This is a piece by Sue Wood, and it's actually a fabric frame. The images that she has in there are children from, I believe, Guatemala, and the cloth is from Guatemala. But I think her intent is that if you were to purchase this piece, you could put your own photographs in.
Yeah. Over here, we've got a card-holding hands and our
hands-holding
cards.
That's my dear friend Annabelle Baker. And
okay, and she is a poker player. I know
she
that.
She is a poker player, and this is
she's got a good hand.
Pocket
there.
Rockets. Pocket rockets. Okay.
Double aces. Or did I give away your hand?
One by one.
And
one by one. This is Doris Olson.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely little I think they're chanterelle mushrooms. On
a lot of texture there.
Beautiful. I love that aqua green background, and she's done her little tiny embellishing details that are so appealing. Then another artist that's never shown with us before, this is Sally Stromberg, and she lives out at Packy's Landing. She's rather new to town, but it's a beautiful vase, blue vase full of flowers.
Would that be Impressionist style I'm looking at?
That looks like it, yeah. Very thickly applied paint, very Impressionistic, yeah. And I love the contrast of the blue and the orange.
And Sue McCallum.
Sue McCallum is here, and she has three birds that have their jewelry on.
The ravens have found something keepsake.
Yeah, they've got their berries and they're wearing jewelry, and it's a delightful little piece on hanging on a twig.
And a quilted work.
Yes. Uh-huh. The final artist here is Sue Savage.
Okay.
And her work is in polymer clay, and I believe that's what we're looking at here. They're beautiful, textured. They remind me of natural bark or...
there's a metallic
lava or something. It's just
something almost like a mineral or metallic-y.
Yeah,
look to it
lots
too.
To look at in there. Three small pieces, but they're rich, very rich.
And you also have a guest artist who I know took part in the Rainforest Festival.
Yeah, we're really excited that Andy Trams is still in town and is going to show us some of her journals in this exhibit as well.
Yeah, she does a combination of writings and artwork in journals that she does in plein air out in the woods, and she did some of it here.
Canal. I'm excited to be able to take part in her workshop on Saturday, too, from 10 to 4 out at Blind Slough.